Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. All phone guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Cleveland Browns got stomped by the New England Patriots yesterday. You know, and on the other side of the AFC East, the New York Jets and quarterback Mike White, oof, no touchdowns, four interceptions for Mike White.
Showed his true colors.
45-17 loss to the Buffalo Bills. Here is Jets head coach Robert Saleh on Zach Wilson's health.
You know, he's still dealing with stuff. And again, I know we worked him out pretty hard this morning, so we'll see how that went. But he's getting better every day, and so we'll see where he's at from an injury standpoint again before we make any decisions.
All right, Key J. So if Zach Wilson is healthy, who's the Jets starting quarterback?
Zach Wilson. If Zach Wilson's healthy, you got to start him. You got to play him regardless to what Mike White showed us in a game and a drive, meaning the game against Cincinnati in the drive against the Indianapolis Colts. But our latest observation of Mike White is he's a pumpkin.
He's back. He turned back into a pumpkin.
There's a reason the dude hadn't really solidified a position on any roster in the National Football League until this year.
I mean, the odds are much more likely, Jay, that you didn't find Kurt Warner or even, you know, Bulger, right? Mark Bulger. But I guess if someone thought that, like, Mike LaFleur is a genius, that he just needs the right kind of guy, maybe it could be
No,
Mike
that's
White.
Not it. He needed to go upstairs to the booth and call plays. Remember that? Right.
Look, the Bills coming off that loss to the Jags, like, I felt this was going to be a game where the Bills are going to be extremely aggressive. They were very aggressive. Leslie Frazier, obviously in that defense, went to a different level. I never questioned whether Mike White was going to be the guy. I think sometimes when you're in cities like New York, Chicago, L.A., there is this need, especially in New York, we need to have answers, and those answers need to happen yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, we can't watch things unfold or have any kind of patience. Granted, Zach Wilson hasn't been great, but you also have to look into the situation he's been thrusted into. And there's been a lot of questionable decisions around the franchise because it haven't been a winning franchise, guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. We want the answers yesterday. One of the things
I don't even see how, Max, you can go like into saying Robert Saleh is the answer or not. Like, I think it's really hard.
Very early.
1 year, not even a full year.
One of the things that's awesome about
I can say that, though. And the reason what? I can say it, because I don't see anything that makes me believe when I'm watching them on the plays that's called, what they doing defensively, offensively, what they started with to where they are today. They started the season losing Greg Knapp. They didn't insert a quarterback coach. Dak Wilson's on the sideline. There's no veteran coach.
But
all of a sudden, you got to go upstairs.
Isn't a young coach allowed to learn on the job a little bit, right? Like, the things you're pointing out, you're a veteran for a long time. You've seen it all, coached by Parcells, et cetera, et cetera. Isn't there a time when a young head coach with some promise can learn those things that you're talking about?
Most young head coaches with promise, they hit the ground running. Sean McVay took a team to the Super Bowl 2 years later.
When he was like 12 years old.
You hit the ground running. You know, Rex Ryan hit the ground running. Took the Jets to the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row.
A much better squad than this one.
No, I understand that, but you can see certain things.
Are we firing David Culley? Are we firing him? I'm just asking. Like, are we firing Urban Meyer? Like, there's been a lot of questionable decisions there, right?
Are you firing Urban Meyer?
Or David Culley?
Are you even hiring Urban Meyer in the
first
place?
First year in the job.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell? David,
they may not win a game. You're going to fire him?
Getting rid of all those guys, actually. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're just looking at the bottom tier.
Jay, I hear you. This is what I think is awesome about the NFL, though. This is unlike any other sport, major sport. One of the things I like, Jay, about scrutinizing every little thing, a backup quarterback has a good game and a drive, as Key says all of a sudden, no, get rid of your second-round pick, is it really is more meritocratic. It's more of a meritocracy in the NFL. even though, yeah, you spent money on a first rounder, but you want to keep your job in the NFL, you have to ball, right? Like your backup can, it's the one sport where no backup is going to take Kevin Durant's spot, right? Or someone's spot like that in another sport. No. In the NFL, you can lose your starting job to a dude no one's heard of.
And you can lose your job, too, very fast in the National Football League.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with David Culley or Dan Campbell or any coach, for that matter, that's a rookie at his job. It's all about progress. Am I seeing progress out of the New York Jets on a week-in, week-out basis? Or am I suddenly seeing regression because they beat the Tennessee Titans and they beat a Cincinnati Bengal team that we put so much high hopes on based on how they started the season? And now all of a sudden we're like, yeah, oh, this Mike White is going to be the guy. It's like you got to slow it down. When you look at hiring Robert Saleh, you got to also understand he came from the San Francisco 49ers, which defense was loaded. Loaded. X and O's, Willie and Joe's, everywhere. Now you don't have as many defensive tools to work with, so where is the progress? Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills showed progress, and then eventually they hit, and now they continue to be a juggernaut in the National Football League. That's what you're looking for.
No, I hear you. I mean, obviously we've seen this team regress, but let's not forget a couple months ago when a lot of people, including us, were questioning the Sam Darnold move, that reset the clock for this team. So if we're going to talk about some of the things we don't like what the Jets did, we also have to give them credit for what they did, because now we're having conversations today, and I asked Dan Orlovsky if he actually sees Sam Darnold as a starting quarterback in the league again. And Dan said, you know, not for a long period of time.
Right, not long term.
So that makes me think Joe Douglas made the right move there, even though it set the franchise back a little bit. Like, at least you made the right move.
But did he pick the right guy to replace?
Exactly. That's the whole point.
You're still. It's going to take a minute to find that out. Max, you're always the one preaching about you didn't want Justin Fields to start, because look at what happened to Zach Wilson,
I agree,
all these other guys. So, once again, he is being – I'm not saying he's the answer, but just for Robert Saleh and him, one year.
I think it's a great point, Key. They took a shot on Zach Wilson. Why Zach Wilson? Because – if you take Zach Wilson, it's not because he's the fastest dude or the tallest dude or whatever. It's because of the arm talent. You have to believe that, yeah, he can process stuff. We'll teach him that, this and that. But he can do things throwing the football. You have to believe this if you're drafting this dude, that other dudes can't. Have you seen that arm talent from him?
I mean, he made a couple throws that you're like, okay, cool, but I've seen those same throws made by other people too. I'm not going to get caught up in a guy working out in being the throw of the combine or the throw of the pro day. You can't do that. You got to watch the film. You got to evaluate his body of work, his size, his narrow shoulders, all of those sort of things, because football is a big man sport. There's a reason big dudes keep playing and little dudes don't. And so when I'm looking at this, did they make the right move in terms of Sam Darnold? Of course they made the right move. You would have to be blind not to see that. They made the right move because they had the number two pick in the draft, and they did not want to move forward with Sam. I could have traded the pick, okay, and got a bunch of players to build the team and build around Sam.
And then find out about
apart.
Sam. Yeah.
Sam fell apart when he lost Christian McCaffrey in Carolina, and then he got hurt. So the judge on him right now, the judgment on him right now in Carolina is such that he can't play without some help around him. That was very clear and evident. Once Christian McCaffrey was gone, he looked like a different player.
Yeah.
That's clear. If the Jets would surrounded him with some pieces, you probably could have built a faster, more productive payoff team right now, opposed to sitting around and waiting.
But you say it's right that they moved on from Sam Darnold, so and I agree. So Jay,
but I don't know
what
this
comes down to. Right. Really what this comes down to is who else was available at two. There was Trey Lance, who went third. There was Justin Fields, who went 11. And there was Mac Jones, who went 15. Trey Lance, we don't know. Jury's out. But everyone said that's the biggest long-term project of all five guys. Justin Fields has flashed. And Mac Jones is
special circumstances.
Yesterday he looked excellent. He's in the best situation.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's doing a lot with it. At this moment, early returns. But, Jay, you said we want to know the answers yesterday, right? At this moment, it doesn't look like they selected the right guy, but it's very early, very early.
Well, we'll see how he comes back off this injury.
Yeah.
I mean, still a lot of football left to be played, right?
He better make some special throws because that's
he's
why he's
there. He's had some special moments, though.
Who, Zach Wilson?
He's had a couple of special moments.
Trevor Lawrence, to me, is the guy who, when I see of all the young guys who's flashed, who's the guy who made me go, oh, with his talent? That's Trevor Lawrence to me. Trevor Lawrence has made some throws where I go, oh, okay. Okay, that's the number one pick. Zach Wilson, not so much. I don't
Justin Fields has made some great plays, no doubt. He makes some throws too, though, man.
By the way, Trey Lance has made a couple of throws. I was like, oh, look at this.
I haven't seen him. Is he still playing? I haven't seen him since week two.
Mac Jones yesterday, I'm saying for me, to my eyeball test, the dude that had me go, excuse me, is Trevor Lawrence so far in moments, not overall performance, but he was the number one pick. You weren't going to get him if you were the Jets, but you could have had anyone else. He took Zach Wilson.
Look, they may see it different than the way anybody else sees it. They may like him. They may think he's great. But if you're not putting people around him that could help the kid, you'll never know what his potential is.
Right. Yeah.
He ain't so good that he going to put a team on his back.
Well, that's what you want from the number two pick, though.
But he ain't that. He.
So if that's your answer, he's never going to be that kind of player?
Did he put BYU on his back?
Well, he had a great offensive line, but he made some plays at BYU.
But that's not what I asked you. See, you keep talking about.
I didn't watch BYU
You know that. You keep talking about arm talent in this. Did he put the team? No, he didn't.
I suppose not.
No.
Yeah.
They went to East Carolina. Not East Carolina. They went to Western. No, East. Coastal Carolina.
Coastal,
they
yeah.
They went to Coastal. So many damn Carolinas. They went to Coastal Carolina on a weird, short, week kind of type deal when they were undefeated and was supposed to be the team, and he looked like a different player.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, protecting your business with specialized coverages for your commercial vehicles. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Nobody was home for Cleveland. Mayfield stays down after he threw it, and Mayfield is still down. His helmet on the 48-yard line. He's on his knees. Took another big hit on this play.
I thought you was watching New Mexico State at BYU at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yo, the only time I saw Zach Wilson was YouTube after the season was over, and I heard he's moving up draft boards. And at first I was like, Justin Fields, you got to be crazy. He's better. And then I watched. I'm going to be straight up and down. I saw Zach Wilson highlights and was like, yep, I get it.
Or the pro day. And you're like, oh,
I get it. Day. It looked different to me. It looked like he had that Mahomes-Herbert stuff.
He beat USC, I think, his sophomore year. He beat USC in Utah, in Provo, and he played okay. Look, we won't know. We won't fully know until after next season.
To Jay's point, the Cleveland Browns got blown out by Mac Jones and the Patriots yesterday. Ooh, Mac looked good to me. Baker Mayfield threw for 73, a touchdown, and an interception before being knocked out of the game with an injury in the third quarter. Head coach Kevin Stefanski said after the game that Baker suffered a knee contusion and could have returned to the game, but said it didn't feel right to put him back out there at that point. Here is coach on his team's performance yesterday.
Yeah, I think inconsistency is certainly frustrating, and that's where we have to do a good job as coaches of identifying some things that we can correct, and then we got to have accountability with the players and correct those things. But, anytime you're inconsistent like we are right now, it's really frustrating.
Oh, it's time to – we need a better metaphor for this, but it's time to spread some germs. We're in a pandemic. Maybe we could come up with a better metaphor.
Please,
but
yes, please.
He talks about germ spreading in the media, meaning, you know, here we are. Let's see if we can get this yeast to rise. Baker struggled yesterday, Key.
He
lost Odell Beckham Jr. to the Rams. We know, like it or not, fair or unfair, like Belichick and Brady, we are now watching who's winning and who's losing. Right now, Baker just lost. How significant is that to this overall story?
So Baker's 1-1 to the overall story. OBJ is yet to play. He'll play tonight against the San Francisco 49ers on Monday Night Football on ESPN. Lewis Riddick and company is on the call. Look, this was going to happen to Baker Mayfield against the New England Patriots. We said it last week before we took off for the weekend, is that one of the things that Belichick is going to do is going to play zero coverage. He's going to play man coverage. They're going to press him the way that they need to, and they're going to get after Baker Mayfield and cause pressure. He's got to be able to deliver the ball in sync and get it out of his hands fast. Few times he did, few times it was turned over to the other team. And that is what it was. When you didn't have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the game for him, they were going to lose the game.
Ding, ding. Like, if you have both those dudes, you have to respect that as the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. But when you got dudes coming off the edge like Matt Judon and company, it's tough.
Judon's a beast.
New England is a good football team, man. Yeah. People don't want to give them their respect, but they are a good team.
Listen, offseason, it was the Bills. Bills, Bills, Bills. And then they beat the Chiefs early on. It's like, oh, here it comes.
It just feels like you wonder how long Baker will be able to survive the amount of pressure that is put constantly on him, considering where we came from last year. And regardless of whether things are true or not, people's depiction or the narratives or the conclusions they draw from what they see or what they hear are how people think about you. So when Odell Beckham leaves and you go through that situation with his dad, that's an indictment on Baker Mayfield, right? It's the level of play. Even when you don't have Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt, you know, even though Nick Chubb is the third leading rusher in the NFL right now, considering he's missed two games, he will say, this is the time where Baker can still elevate our team. That's what great quarterbacks do. So when you keep having conversations about him just being a decent quarterback, but he's not elevating your team, considering all these other narratives that are occurring around him, including his own injury that's going against him. He's playing injured. Not having guys on the team that aren't being there, it works against you.
Stay with me on this one for a second, okay? Because earlier in the show I said the NFL is the purest meritocracy maybe anywhere in the country. Like, if you can't play, doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, you get your job took by the backup. You know, it doesn't happen in baseball and basketball that way. It happens in the NFL. However, let me just put this out there real quick. Your cousin, David Tyree, I have to thank him every time I say his name for that catch. He made, all things considered, it's the greatest catch of all time. Like, all things considered, what was on the line? Undefeated mm-hmm. Patriots team, the whole thing. Okay, he never played another down for the New York Football Giants, right? You go from Super Bowl hero, sorry, he didn't make the team next year. That was the last play he ever made for the Giants. Wanted to play for the Giants. They're like, nope, thanks for the memory, but see you later. The reason I said that is this. Baker Mayfield, I talked about him on the radio a lot at the time, New York radio back in the day, about Tyree. Baker Mayfield was the number one overall pick. As much as the NFL is a meritocracy, if you're the number one pick, Key, Jay, and you win double digits, get to the playoffs as the Browns quarterback, and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs. The caller, I think, made the point, someone made the point out of Cleveland on this show last week. The fan base's support of Baker, guys, is not just going to evaporate.
It's loyal.
The number one overall pick beats the Steelers in the playoffs. Key, is it going to be that easy for them to turn the page on Baker, even if he has kind of out-of-proportion salary demands?
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it, but at some point in time, they're going to get tired of it too, and they're going to wake up and realize he ain't going nowhere. We're in the same spot that we always been in neutral. We got to look for something different because the organization – is not going to be swayed by the fan base.
What I just realized as you're saying that, though, what it might come down to, guys, is can they land? Here's how Baker gets paid, okay? They're not going to downgrade from Baker to Keenum. Baker's a little better than Keenum. They'll keep him, right? Number one pick, beat the Steelers in the playoffs. Here's if they can land Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or someone like that,
Deshaun,
it's see you later.
Deshaun, like
it's see you later, Baker.
Yes.
But, guys, they ain't going to have the draft pick to get a quarterback. They will not have the draft pick to get a quarterback.
Man, you just – look, if Russell Wilson's available, Aaron Rodgers is available, Derek Carr is available, Deshaun Watson is available, any of those four dudes
Carr
are available.
Too, you think?
Absolutely.
You think they move on from Baker to go get Derek Carr?
Who in the hell wouldn't?
I guess I would if I were them. I think Carr is clear-cut like the others you mentioned.
If Carr had the running game of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
He'd be better than Baker, I think.
It would be nice if Derek Carr actually had a running game. You see what they did last night on the ground?
Even in the loss, he looked pretty – even the interception he threw, it was a punt. he's taking certain chances because of the situation.
It was basically a punt. But, yes, absolutely, man. Don't get swayed with no silliness. This dude is a baller.
So let's go back to Baker. It does seem to me either the thing to keep our eye on is, can they land
something better
in a trade or free agency? If not, since they're not going to be able to get it in a draft, they're going to give Baker the money probably.
Well, you stay and you sit and see what it is and fit the option that you already got him there. And
that's why, that's why they exercise the option for other than obvious reasons.
You sit there and you see what the situation is moving forward, and then maybe he comes back in the next several games, he's balling out. And then you carry it into next season, and he balls out, and then you say, okay, he's turned the corner. We're going to extend him at some level.
You know, it does seem to me about Baker.
Or it doesn't work out, and then you let him walk, and you just let him walk.
I do think Baker checks certain boxes. Is his arm strong enough? Yep, got a strong arm. Check. Is he accurate enough? Yeah, he can be accurate. Check. And
that's what he's not.
Well, he's not threading the needle on a consistent basis like Aaron Rodgers. But if you say, is that a starting quarterback? Check. And then it's like, does he make quick decisions, get rid of the ball? Yeah, I think he does. I think he's pretty smart. So he hits those basic elements that you're really looking for in a quarterback. But he's not big. He can't run. He's not amazing in those categories I just mentioned. But he wants to get paid like he is.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right, y'all. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Let's go from A to Z. Number 13, Baylor, beat number 8, Oklahoma this Saturday. But the game was not without controversy. With 1 second left and Baylor up 24-14, their fans stormed the field. After the field was cleared and no penalty was assessed, Baylor chose to kick a field goal to put them up 27-14. After the game, Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley was not happy with the move from Baylor head coach Dave Aranda. Here is Riley.
Well, just, I mean, it became a safety issue. I care about the safety of my players, and I'm watching David Uwebu just get bum rushed by three guys. I'm pulling him off. He's pulling him off. I know why Dave tried to kick the field goal. I don't agree with it. I still think, above all else, there's a code of sportsmanship that I believe in. I wouldn't have done it, but that's his decision. It's his football team. How the officials don't give us enforce a 15-yard penalty when you probably got 5,000 people on the field is unbelievable to me. So it is what it is. I mean, that's his decision. That's the official's decision. Don't agree with it, but part of it.
If I was him, if I was David Aranda, I'd have tried to score a damn touchdown on him. That's what I'd do. I'd threw the ball in the air to score a touchdown. Because if you're the head coach of a team, and if you understood the rules of the conference in the tiebreaker scenario, point in a three-way tie, then you wouldn't be having these issues, which I'm sure Lincoln Riley knows the situation in the conference, but yet and still, he's still complaining and saying he wouldn't do it, his sportsmanship. Like, what are you talking about? The dude is trying to win the conference and put the points on the board just in case there is a three-way tie. Like, what is Lincoln Riley talking about?
It does seem that the rules incentivize behavior here, and you're just playing the game.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it was probably a combination of all that. I mean, watching the fans rush the field, and you go back, you're like, okay, like that's a legit point. I mean, the whole field goal thing, I feel just you're just coming off a loss. That's a little bit bothersome, but I'm okay with it. I don't have any problem with it.
Man, don't nobody care about the fans rushing the field. You knew they were going to rush the field. They had already told everybody if they upset the number 8 team that's undefeated in Oklahoma, they were going to rush the field. Lincoln Riley, go put up some new game plans and get everybody thinking how hype of a coach
you are. I don't
know,
man. I've seen fans rush the field. I've seen fights pop off.
Man, I'm not worried about that. Kick the field goal. Let's get out of here.
You're not worried about it. Doesn't mean it's not something to worry about.
It's not anything to worry about. Nobody was getting ready to do anything. He's making excuses because he just got embarrassed by David Aranda in the Baylor Bears. He's not the hot coach anymore.
As my mother used to tell my brothers and me when we would bicker, now girls, you're both pretty. Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Robert Woods is out for the remainder of the season after suffering a torn ACL in his left knee during Friday's practice. Woods went down with what Coach McVay called a freak accident, then got up and finished practice. Tough guy. Sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter and Diana Russini, this came the day after the Rams signed Odell Beckham Jr. So what kind of an impact does the Rams' newly signed wide receiver and the overall team, like what kind of an impact does this have on Odell and the team, Key?
I think it's going to be a huge. They got a bonus in OBJ the day before. What if he'd have gone to Green Bay and this would have happened? The conversation would be different. I think OBJ will be able to slide right in to Robert Woods' position and be able to do some of the same things that Robert Woods is capable of doing. I know OBJ's nursing a little bit of a shoulder, so, you know, blocking is going to be important because that's one of Robert's traits and strengths is blocking. But I think he'll be able to slide in, and for the most part, they won't miss a beat.
I love Odell's overall game. Like he said, he's a football player, but he just mentioned Woods blocks. Can Odell do all that with a bum shoulder?
Here's the best part about Odell going to the Rams. I mean, we said, where can his usage rate be high? Where can he get the volume of plays?
Dumb luck.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you never wish for anybody's injury, but injuries are a part of the game. It's the war of attrition. It's falling this way to OBJ. Like, it's a huge opportunity for him.
And Odell's a much more dynamic pass catcher than Robert Woods. Like, whoa, this is going to be fun to watch.
Robert Woods is pretty
Robert Woods just Robert, you know, Woods, Robert Woods is,
man,
is
let me tell you something, man.
Like,
Robert Woods is straight.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you look at his numbers since he's been with the Rams and you just look at the numbers, dude is good, man.
He's one of these Hines Ward type. We're just like overall football player, playing receiver,
yeah,
not as flashy as some
sometimes
guys.
Sometimes you don't get the hype. Hype, as I always tell people, hype is 50% of it, man. Guys get hype. You got 100. 50% of it is going to be hype. The other 25 is if you are a baller and if you're going to do this. But hype is 50% of it.
I mean, that said, Hines Ward, I love Hines Ward, but Plexico Burress, I know Odell doesn't have that hype, but was a more dynamic offensive weapon, and Odell's like a separator offensively in the right situation.
No, he is. I mean, and I think if he can stay healthy – if he can stay healthy, which I believe he will, because a lot of it had helped me also mentally when you were in a bad situation, you all of a sudden, you feel worse than what you really are. Now you're in a good situation, you feel better.
That shoulder feels a little better.
Yeah,
look at this.
A little bit better.
Talk about a team that's going all in, though. I mean, that's no doubt. Let's need Sean McVay all in.
All in. And you know what was so big about it, too, Jay, now that you mentioned that? How much draft capital do they have left? They don't have any draft capital left. They spent it. They drafted first overall Goff. They traded him plus two firsts and a third for Stafford. They traded draft capital for Von Miller. It was so important for them to be able to pick up a difference maker after the deadline just for the cash. Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, Von hasn't stepped on the field. I don't expect him to play tonight either, but you know, he's a luxury pickup for them for the playoffs. If they can get through the regular season without heavy usage of him and then unleash him in the playoffs, it could be special.
Odell Beckham Jr.'s debut with the Rams is the hot ticket tonight. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seats Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Why one business decision yesterday had Rex Ryan annoyed with a quarterback.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. You know, I mean, every week, the NFL with the storylines, man. The Chiefs wake up, Mahomes goes for 405 TDs, and Mac Jones looks great, threads the needle on some throws down the field. The Patriots are rolling, and like all these things are happening. Justin Herbert and the Chargers come up a little short in a game. They really should win. Now the Chiefs control that division. But Baker Mayfield... Guys, this is, you could see it almost like in slow motion unfolding. Baker is dealing with injuries. If he gets banged up and knocked out, Case Keenum knows Stefanski's offense. He's had success in the past, a lot of success with Stefanski's quarterback's coach.
He's 1-0 as a starter.
Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are going to get back eventually. If Case Keenum is the quarterback, then how are the Browns' offense going to look? Is he good? Is Baker going to be long-term for the Browns?
It's a lot of questions behind that, Max. It's fifth-year option. They've already picked up, so he gets that money regardless. If you have him here next year and he plays well enough that you don't want to move on from him, but you don't want to sign him to an extension, you're now forced to have to pick up the franchise tag, which at that point will be close to $50 million for 1 year.
Doesn't make sense.
But if he doesn't want to sign a long-term deal and he just wants to chill, you have to pay him the $50 million. If you extend him the franchise tag, think about it. If you extend Banker his franchise tag after next season and he says, I'm going to sign for the $50 million, he signs it, you're on the hook for it. And then he goes out there and he does what he did the year that he got the franchise tag, which is okay, not great, but just not bad, but good. Then you give him another franchise tag for another $50 million.
For that, you might as well sign him to a deal.
$100 million in 2 years. Deal that you want to give him, he don't want.
Yeah, that's going to be the question. Rex Ryan joining us now, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That's going to be the question. ESPN NFL analyst Rex Ryan is giving you the straight talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. Coach, Baker's banged up, knocked out, hasn't looked great, wants a deal. Case Keenum knows how to run Stefanski's offense. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt out. What if they come back while Case Keenum comes back making Baker look bad? What are they going to do here? Is he going to? But he did beat Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers in the playoffs. They love him in Cleveland, Baker.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can love him. You know, you love him in Cleveland and all that. Look, I love him in those commercials. Guy's awesome. All right, he's charismatic. He's awesome.
Rex is a savage.
All right, but he's not elite. So don't treat him like he's elite. You got to earn that. He's not. He doesn't. Look, how's he play in the fourth quarter? Well, I don't know. Second last QBR in the league. How's he play against man coverage? Second last in against man coverage. All these things. So that's not elite quarterback play. For Baker to win, he has to have everything around him. You mentioned Nick Chubb. All right, and you know Kareem Hunt. Well, those two weren't in there, all right? He only had two Pro Bowl offensive linemen and not three in that game. He can't overcome those things, all right? So, to me, you ain't going to pay that. Why would you pay it? And, you know, we're talking like Key, you're right. They probably will give him the franchise tag, which I think's a mistake, okay? I think it's time you move on. You say, look, we're going to give you the Sam Darnold. We're going to pay you $23 million, all right? If you want it, who the hell's going to – balk at that, all right? If you're an average quarterback, all right, let's say average, and I'm being nice, you're an average quarterback, say you get $20 million, then go ahead and take it. He's not going to take it, so be it. Adios.
Rex,
see
what about
you later.
Like,
we got to find somebody else.
I see. What I'm thinking is you can dress it up to save face for the public nowadays because $25 million a year is middle-class quarterback.
Right.
You can say you're going to get – and $100 million plus contract, but keep the – so we'll keep them for, you know, the next 4 or 5 years, but we're not going to break the bank so we can pay Nick Chubb and all these guys.
Let me ask this, though. Like, Rex, all right, say you do offer him 24, 25, like 23. He's like, yes. Do you want to be with Baker Mayfield for the next 4 years?
Well, I look at it this way. That defense underperforms too, so we got to do something there. But that team is so talented. Look, Baker Mayfield is a quarterback – that doesn't lose you games, but he doesn't win you games either. So to me, you're right. Is that who you want at quarterback? Probably not, but he's better than some of these guys. So I'm not going to just say Baker's not an NFL starting quarterback. He is an NFL starting quarterback. He's just not an elite one.
At some number, though, he's a starting quarterback, some number.
Unless what Key says. See, this is what's interesting to me, Coach. They don't have the draft capital to go get like a real quarterback in the draft. So if Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or Key mentioned Derek Carr, or there's some better quarterback they can land, otherwise, it looked like are they really going to move on from him? Either you land a guy in a trade or free agency,
you can't just. Here's why you can't move on from him, because you already guaranteed his fifth year option, which kicks in 2022.
Yeah.
That
no, I don't
number,
mean this year. Yeah.
So that number in 2022, right?
Yeah.
They say to themselves, we got him for 2022. Now, all of a sudden, one of those four quarterbacks become available. They'll take him off your hands, for that $20 million plus
some stuff.
Some, give me a one and a two, and I'll give you Russell Wilson. I'll give you Derek Carr. I'll give you Aaron Rodgers. You know, I'll give you Deshaun Watson, who's clean and clear now of all things that went wrong. Okay, they're going to do that because it's a one-year rental for that other team until they figure out what to do. And that's the only way Cleveland's going to be able to get out of that situation.
Absolutely makes sense to me.
You know,
I'm sold. If I'm a Cleveland Brown bound, I'll sign up for that in a New York minute.
Oh, yeah, get Aaron Rodgers. Cleveland had Aaron Rodgers. Guess who I'm taking next year?
Forget it.
Coach, you have reacted to the business decision by Teddy Bridgewater yesterday when he chose not to make a tackle after a turnover versus the what do you think?
Garbage, man. Like, to me, I'm sitting back there. I'm going to show that play in front of my whole football team and say, guess what? You're no longer our starting quarterback. Drew Lock, you're our starting quarterback. And I hate Drew Lock, but I can't have that on my team. Hey, dude, you got two gloves. Go make a tackle.
He's a
slightly built coach.
He's a defensive coach. You got two gloves. Go make a tackle.
He's a defensive coach,
man. He's slightly built. You want to risk the quarterback on a tackle in one play?
I can't do that.
I'm a defensive coach, but I'm also a competitive son of a and that's one thing right there that I'm seeing that this dude ain't. So that ain't me. He ain't going to play for me.
See,
no way in hell that dude plays for me.
I'm with Rex, but I don't want my quarterback putting himself. As soon as he did it.
Show him to somebody
as
else.
As soon as I saw it and slow it down, I started laughing. I was like, they're going to kill Teddy for this.
He's listed at 215. Okay, let's say he's 2. He looks to me like a buck 98. That dude looks small to me.
You can take him out at the legs. You can take him out at the thighs.
Well,
like, it's not like you're –
it's not even that, though. Like you got to think, though. You already know, man. When quarterbacks fall on the ground – the tissue paper.
I'm watching the play.
It looks
so bad.
His elbow. I mean, his elbows and his shoulders. So
I don't want.
I hate it. I hate it when Andrew Luck used to do it. Throw a pick and go tackle. I'm like, what are you doing?
Know who I liked when they did it though?
My quarterback's doing that.
Know who I liked when they did it? Roethlisberger. There's some dudes, but there's some dudes, big strong dudes. Okay, but Coach, little Teddy Bridgewater, cut him some slack.
I understand.
I get where
Rex is saying. I just don't want my quarterback, no matter what level they at.
I'm with Key on this one for this quarterback.
They're like tissue paper.
I tell you what, I can't. I mean, this thing is like.
Max, have you seen this play?
As soon as I saw it, my blood was absolutely
boiling. But see, Rex, that ain't
even. This is not a Rex Ryan play.
Attack him at the ankles.
That ain't even
the
for the ankles, the legs.
Think
about how many times on your awesome defenses got picks in the quarterback turned around and walked to the bench. Think about how many times y'all done turned the ball over and the dude got up and just walked to that bench and didn't even chase. There's quarterbacks that won't even put up an effort.
Yeah, is that part of the problem for you? Is that like you're on the field and you're just
right
making it obvious?
Like here's the thing.
At least fake with
somebody else.
One of those.
Trip him, jump on his back, do something. But that effort right there, as soon as I saw it, like I'm not.
You have an allergic reaction to it.
Yeah. It wasn't even funny.
But by the way,
I couldn't get mad. I couldn't get mad.
And I like Teddy Bridgewater.
I couldn't get mad at Teddy. If that was a receiver, a running back, a tight end, and they did that, then I would be mad.
But
I'd be ticked if that was a damn kicker.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious to people listening. Rex Ryan is going to have an allergic reaction to something like that. Like, that's
right.
Predictable, right?
That's true.
It's just in you. It's an allergy. You can't help it when you see that.
Man, you'd be surprised if quarterbacks throw picks. I'm telling you, they throw picks all the time and wouldn't chase.
We have 30 seconds, Coach. You concerned with the Bucs at all after what you saw last night?
I think there's a great wake-up call if they use it that way. Bruce Arians set the tone, I think, for his team. Similar tone to what Jerry Jones set for his team the week before. So you can use it that way to say, hey, look, we got to get on track. If not, then, you know, if they have another one, they lay another egg like that, then you're darn right I'm concerned. But I'm not concerned right now. I think Bruce Arians will get it right.
ESPN NFL analyst Rex Ryan, allergic to guys not at least trying to make tackles. One former Packer said Aaron Rodgers is not the future in Green Bay. That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. In fact, he said it right here not that long ago. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.